You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the Darts Podcast. Big event coming up this weekend with the Masters, and it's Dave Kellner here in the studio with our darts correspondent Rod Harrington on the line right now. First of all, good morning to you, Rod.
Good morning. How are things?
I'm very well, thank you. First big event back after the PDC World Championships and the BDO World Championships. And Michael van Gerwen is the favourite for the Masters. Just before we get stuck into it, Rod, give us an idea about the history of this event and how it all works.
Well, it's been brought in. I mean, the PDC are just trying to improve and put more and more events on. And, you know, the end of January through February, the you know, coming into the Premier League, there weren't really a tournament. And we come up with this tournament that's on ITV4. And what better place to put it? Just after the William Hill World Championships and before the Premier League. So the players, all the players, not just those 10, lucky 10 that are in the Premier League, they can get a major tournament in before the next tournament, which is quite the UK Open, which is quite a way away. That's why it was slotted in here.
Yeah, it's a good position for this in the calendar. And Michael van Gerwen, Rod, is the favourite at 7-4. He was visibly distraught, wasn't he, after his elimination from the World Championships just last month. And I wonder whether it's taken van Gerwen time to get over that, and this event comes a little bit too quickly for him. Is he mentally the kind of character that will be straight back into it after that disappointment?
Yes, I think he will. I think this has come at a perfect time for him, to be quite honest. I spoke to him at the awards dinner, which was last Thursday. He's really up for it. He was distraught. I see him backstage afterwards. And it was as bad as I've ever seen it. He really thought he was coming in. Well, he was coming in a very hot, red-hot favourite. He'd won 18 events last year, literally cleaned up. And then, you know, the big one, he just didn't do, but it took an exceptional Raymond van Barneveld to beat us. Let's not take anything away from Big Barney. Mm. But as I said, I think it's come at a great time for him. He can bounce straight back. And what better way to just send the message out for the rest of the year to say, look, you know, I had that upset, but I'm strong enough and I'm hard enough to put that aside. And this is the next event, which is what Phil Taylor was always so good at. You know, a loss never affected him, but you know, with van Gerwen coming in here, I mean, a lot of people would think perhaps Gary Anderson should be a hot favourite, but sometimes the odd honeymoon period of winning that World Championships can play effects on the champion.
And this is a good format for van Gerwen, isn't it? Because he can rattle off legs quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about Michael's game, and a good few of the others, especially the high score, we call them the power scorers, is that they can run off three or four legs, little level 12, level 13 dart legs now. And that, when you're playing against someone else, when they get on that run, it's very hard to hold. And when someone like van Gerwen gets three, four, five legs in front, you know, you can see in their opponent's face, just, oh, I can't win from here. And that's when a lot of people spend sometimes come off the pressure, but Michael doesn't now. He knows he's been playing this game longer. That's when he piles on more pressure. And that's why he wins so many games convincingly. We have seen in times where he does go off the boil a little bit, you know, and that's when, if their opponents don't punish him from them little goal spells, then you've got no chance of beating Michael.
Gary Anderson is in the betting at 3-1 for this event. Rod, you just mentioned maybe it's a honeymoon period for Anderson. Do you think he'll be fully primed this week, given that this does come quite quickly on the back of his World Championship win? A player that's been revelatory over the last couple of seasons now.
Yeah, I mean, Gary Anderson's got a great mindset for this game. He doesn't bother when he loses. He's won the World Championships, another tournament, let's get on with it. So I don't think the honeymoon period is going to upset Gary, but on saying that, you just never know. Other players, yes, I would have said, but since it's the second time on the trot he's won it, I don't think that it would hurt him as much as, say, the first time. 3-1, Gary Anderson fans will see that as great value coming at this tournament. He played superbly all the way through the World Championship. All right, the final weren't over 100 averages or whatever, but against Adrian Lewis, he did the right thing. He threw great darts at crucial times in games. And if you do that, you don't have to throw 100 averages, but you just get over the finishing line by the exceptional darts you throw at certain times.
What's been the key for Gary Anderson, Rod? Because in the early part of his career, when he was at the BDO, he was losing out early on in World Championship events. And even that switch to the PDC in 2010 didn't make it to the semi-finals until winning the event in 2015. And then to go back-to-back, what has changed in Gary Anderson's game to allow him to be competitive in these World Championship events?
It's self-belief. We see, you know, I've been in the game a long time now. I'm not playing, so I study the game a lot more. You study each player. And the one thing that happened was November of 2014, when he won the Players' Championships, he beat Phil Taylor in the final, then went on and won it. And when he beat Phil Taylor, he proved to himself that he's got the game. We always knew he had the scoring power, but it's hitting doubles under pressure, having the bottle. And that one match against Phil Taylor, he did. And from that date, that was the turning point in Gary Anderson. He now believes in himself. He now he doesn't worry when he loses because he just gets on. If he loses a leg, it doesn't affect the next leg or the leg after that. It's just that leg's lost, let's get on with this leg. And that's a great mindset to have. As we talk about Phil Taylor again and the Eric Bristows in this game, that's what you've got to have. It hardens you up. The experience of losing, you know, everybody's a great front runner, you know, it's easy to front run, but it's the chasing, it's losing legs and then getting up from that. And that game against Phil Taylor for me was the major turning point in Gary Anderson's career. It proved to him that he has the game to win everything. And then he went on, and I have to say, I did tip him to win that World Championships at 16-1 right from the start, right away through the Sky Sports program. I was tipping him because it was just the obvious value for me. And of course, since then, he's not looked back.
He hasn't. He's 3-1 to win this event this weekend. Phil Taylor, 8-1 now, Phil Taylor, in this event. It's a sign of the changing times that Taylor is that big a prize for a tournament that's televised, Rod.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you're right, it is a sign of the times. You know, all the players now are stepping up. They're not scared of Phil no more. They hit doubles where before they wouldn't have hit them. But let's not take anything away from Taylor. He's still a great player. I think he will still go on and win major TV events. This could be the one. And the Taylor fans, and you're going to get a lot of them out there, see this 8-1 as great value. You know, you can back it each way at 8-1. It'll be interesting to see what darts he turns up and uses. He's had a nice break since the World Championships. You know, he was disappointed, although it was probably the best game he played when he lost to Yeller. I think that we'll see Phil Taylor come back to a little bit better form. The darts for me are the main thing. You know, he may say on the TV that the darts are great, blah, 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 but you can see in the way he throws them in his mindset that the ones that he was using over Christmas were not the ones for him. To change your darts literally on that morning is a bit of a crazy thing, although Phil's changed them over the years. He's never changed them on the morning of a game. He's probably got them sorted out, and I think we may see a tough Phil Taylor comeback.
Is Taylor tinkering because mentally he's just trying to find something now, Roddy? He knows that he's no longer right at the top of the game, and he's just thinking, I need to get back there, and that's causing him to maybe switch darts, maybe or not think deeply about his throwing action and just try something else.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, there's several reasons you change your darts. It is obviously because the darts, although you may be playing really well, it's easy to throw even an indifferent dart. When you're at the top of your game, these players can throw anything. But it's when you start to be under pressure and start to lose, that is when the dart matters. And I think this is what's happened with Phil Taylor. He started to lose matches, and then he's thought, you know what, these darts are not for me. So he needs to sort those out. But the other reason is commercial. You know, if you're winning, change your darts, because then people are going to buy that dart you've just won with, and your old ones become obsolete. I don't think this is the case here with Phil. I think it is that everybody else has stepped up to the plate. Phil's just come off the boil a little bit. It's been documented, so I'm not saying anything out of order. He's had problems in his personal life, and they're all, you know, and he's not a young man anymore, and it's all a little bit of challenging for him. This little month's holiday he's had, so I know he's been away, maybe just a turning point to just get Phil back on a bit of a run.
The only other one at a single-figure price here with William Hill, Rod, is Adrian Lewis. He's 9-1 to win the event. How do you rate his chances this week?
Well, I think he's got great chances. I mean, he didn't really push Gary Anderson in the final. It looked like Agin ran out of steam a little bit. But he played very consistent. He's one of, another one of these guys like the Andersons and Van Gerwen that are the power scorers. He had a good rhythm in his throw. He wasn't throwing the last dart too quickly all the time. There's times when you can throw him quickly. But he seemed to have a better rhythm over the World Championships. And that will give him confidence to move on this year. This young man, you know, has got a lot of more wins in him. He's a joy to watch, especially when he plays the likes of Van Gerwen and Anderson, because they're all quick throwers. I think he's got a great chance. But the first rounds are the ones where they've got to stay, you know, and get focused, because every one of these players in this event is a great player. Mm. And, you know, you can't... I mean, he's playing Kim Huybrex. If you let Kim Huybrex get in front of you, Kim Huybrex can be dangerous. So, important game for Lewis to get out of the gate quick.
And it's 16-1, bar the four we've mentioned, Rod. Are any others worthy of note here?
I think Raymond Van Barneveld sticks out. I mean, look at the way he played in the World Championships. Look at the way he played against Van Gerwen. If he can put that form together and get, you know, Barney's another one like Anderson used to be. We all always knew and told him how good he was. But he never believed it himself. Anderson turned that around. Barney's starting to turn it around. And that match against Van Gerwen was, you know, one of the highlights of the World Championship for me. It was incredible. The best bit about his game is the high checkouts. I mean, he had five or six against Van Gerwen, and then the next game. If he can carry on with those checkouts, then he's going to be very tough to beat. Because, you know, you can after nine darts, 181, and Barney starts taking out the 1-2-1 and the 1-2-5. Then you're sitting there thinking, what's going on? And then the pressure's on you. So, you know, Barney, I think that's possibly worth an each way bet.
28-1, Raymond Van Barneveld. Just before you summarise, Rod, we have got all the first round matches priced up here with William Hill as well. This event starting tomorrow afternoon. Is there anything catching your eye as far as the match betting is concerned?
Well, the one thing that does stand out is Barney against Michael Smith. Now, Michael Smith made the semi-finals of the World Championship. He's got a great future ahead of him. Has great scoring power. But Barney, 11-10, I think that is great odds for him to win that match. Because if he turns up with the form that he did at Ali Pally and hits these 10-plus checkouts, then I think Barney, that could be an upset. The rest of them, you know, there's a lot of tough calls in the rest of these matches. But the general one market I love, and that is over or under on the legs. You know, some of these, or most of them are 16, over or under 16.5 legs. Some of them are 15.5. Take the first match, Robert Thornton against Dave Chisnell. I mean, that looks at least a 10-7 match to me. Mm. James Wade against Terry Jenkins. Adrian Lewis against Kim Huybrex. I think that's 15.5. You know, those matches are really good for me. Sometimes it's not best to, because the value's not there when you're looking at who's going to win or lose. If you do fancy a player, say like Barney, you know, he may be on the handicap, even so you put half your money on Barney to win, perhaps hedge a little bit on the handicap so it gives you that extra little bit of value. But those over and under on legs for me is a great bet. And certainly the 180 markets. Peter Wright has been hitting an awful lot of 180s. Well, he did over the World Championships. So Peter Wright against Ian White. Peter Wright, bang on to hit the most 180s in that one. There's a lot of good value. I mean, the Phil Taylor Classic match, it's going to be very interesting. 5-2-1 still, Phil Taylor against 2-1 Klassen. Klassen's beaten him, you know, in the World Championships and playing well and hitting a lot of 180s. Interesting market. I can see a lot of people taking on Klassen at 2-1.
Yeah, just to pick up on the Peter Wright bet as well, player with most 180s, Peter Wright to get the most 180s. Only a shade of odds on there, 5-6 against Ian White. That looks a standout bet.
Yes, it does. And if you can double that up with someone else, then it becomes, you know, just under probably, you know, a 7-2 double you can make out there. I mean, yeah, it is going to be an interesting tournament. Loads. I love all the markets when I look at them to do my blogs. As I said, that legs really do. But Peter Wright stands out for me as most 180s. Dave Chisnell is always tough to beat on 180s. He always, you know, steps up to the mark on those. He's playing Robert Thornton, who's a little bit out of form at the moment. So perhaps Dave Chisnell, most 180s against Peter Wright, might be a good double.
Yeah.
The rest of them can be a little bit dodgy on the 180s. I mean, you would say Yelly Klassen would hit more 180s than Phil Taylor, although Phil Taylor has stepped his 180 count up. Gary Anders against Van der Voort, dangerous one on 180s because Van der Voort can hit five or six in four legs. And Michael Van Gerwen against Stephen Bunting can do exactly the same. But a very interesting tournament. Looking forward to it. And, you know, there is some real good value bets out there, which we've discussed. And obviously on my website on the William Hill job.
Yeah, just check out all those darts bets that, that Rod's just mentioned. Go to sports.williamhill.com, click on darts, and you'll see a full range of markets for the matches this weekend. Just before you leave us then, summarise, Rod, give us your picks for the Masters.
Well, I'm going to go for a Van Gerwen, and it's easy to do, but I think it's a good bit of value. Now he's 7-4. I think he's going to bounce back. Gary Anderson will be tough to beat, but I'm going to go with Van Gerwen. I think that he will step up and wants to send out a big message. It wouldn't surprise me to see Phil Taylor put in a good performance, but this one against Jelle Klassen is going to be a real major test. And it's going to be a major test for the rest of the year for Phil Taylor, because if he loses to Jelle, then he's on the back foot again, which is not good. Raymond van Barneveld, as I mentioned, against Michael Smith. And we keep talking about Peter Wright. He's got a major in him. Very solid. I like Peter Wright. Scores well, sets the shot up well. Got plenty of bottle and taken out. So Peter Wright could be some good value there. I mean, a lot of players tip Peter Wright. So, you know, the one thing about all the darts events now, the standard is so close that it's not as cutthroat as you would think, is as in, oh, he's going to win against him. That never happens. And although, you know, first one to 10 seems a long distance, with these boys, it's not a long distance. It's still only a 100-yard race.
Superb. Thank you, Rod, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you for your company, Rod.
Can I just add one? We've completely forgotten the nine-dart leg. Can I just mention the nine-dart leg? It happened at the World Championships. I expected more than one. With this array of talent on that stage, you've got to back the nine-darter.
At the nine-dart finish, you can back it match by match, and there will be specials on the nine-darters throughout the course of the championship as well. Thank you, Rod. I think there will be a nine-darter this week. Thank you for your company, Rod.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.